what's your must-watch Christmas movie? Mm-hmm. We did this on our socials, and I've got to say, we have so many comments. It's good to see that everyone gets in, because Christmas movies, they just bring everyone together. Maureen suggested Love Actually. Oh, that's a great movie. I love that, particularly with the sign. You remember that scene where the sign, the best friend, perfect. Yes.
It's one of my favourite moments. It makes me tear up every single time.
Aww.
And Hugh Grant being a bumbling idiot is always fun in every movie he's ever been in.
Samantha commented The Grinch. You'd like that one, Dan.
Oh, yeah. That is me, actually. Yeah, I'm green every time it's Christmas time. But he turns it around, though. Like, once it's Christmas, which is what I'm like, too. I love Christmas.
That's right.
Until it's Christmas. Yeah.
A lot of people have also commented Elf.
Yes, Elf, one of the favourites of all time. Do you remember this moment where Will Ferrell just screams this out?
Santa's coming to town!
So funny. I've got to go too, and I think a lot of people have said this too, is Die Hard. Die Hard is the greatest film ever, and it's not Christmas until, you know, Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi Plaza.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay. You hang in there. Mount to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Yippee-ki-yay. Everyone.
I was waiting for that. I'm glad you did a full stop. Christmas with the Cranks to me is so good. I watch that film every year. I love, because I love Tim Allen, see? Mm-hmm. I love Christmas with the Cranks. But anyway, we're taking your calls this morning, not just hearing about what I love at Christmas time.
No, Olivia from Belle Reve, what's your go-to Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Yes. So for those playing at home, it sounds like this.
Yes. Yesterday, he was just a kid. But tonight, he's a home security system.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
There's nothing better than that, Olivia, is there? So you do that every Christmas?
Oh, yeah, it gets you in the Christmas spirit.
It really does. But, Olivia, can you believe that Macaulay Culkin is now something like 41 years old?
No, I can't believe that.
It's been a long time between drinks. 1990 is where Christopher Columbus came up with that classic. And it is one of those, like, Christmas movies that kind of people copy all the time. It's like, oh, two robbers trying to get in the house and set up traps. And,
do they? What's another Christmas movie like that?
Home Alone 2 and 3.
Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We're getting some awesome responses from people.
We've gone viral.
Yeah, we've gone viral on the internet. So we need to get a cream for that one.
So many people are into the Christmas movies. I love to see it. And so we're taking your calls this morning. What's your must-watch Christmas movie?
And Jackie from Old Beach, what do you like to watch around Christmas time?
We watch The Grinch every Christmas Eve.
Now, this is the Jim Carrey version, I hope. Yeah, let's have a listen to this.
What if it's all just a misunderstanding?
This could change my entire outlook on life.
Really?
No.
So good.
You are so Grinchy too, Dan.
Oh, yeah, I am Jim Carrey. That's for sure. So the kids love it too?
They love it. I've got four and they've grown up with it every Christmas Eve.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
All right, well, we'll have to add that to the list. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
And Grace from Brighton. And now you're a fan of The Grinch too. Now, is it the cartoon version, the Illumination one, or the Jim Carrey one?
Well, I do prefer the Jim Carrey one. However, my four-year-old is obsessed with the Illumination one. So that is currently on repeat.
Now, is it the same story? Because I haven't watched the actual
one. No. No.
Totally different?
It's completely different, but the music is obviously really good in the Illumination one as well. So,
oh, beautiful.
But they are very different stories, but still very,
put them both
very
on. So both Grinches.
Perfect. The boys will love it. Thanks, Grace.
Grinch squared. Jonty from Huonville. Now, Jonty, what do you like listening to and watching over Christmas?
The Polar Express is my go-to movie.
Oh, with Tom Hanks, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. It is a classic.
He's so good. And he's so great in everything, even when he's a cartoon.
And so what is it about the story that you love about the Polar Express?
Oh, it's just a classic Christmas tale, just a kid staying up late, waiting for Santa Claus.
Oh,
so lovely. Thanks, Jonty.
That's me every single Christmas. And Shanine from Howrah, what do you reckon you'd chuck on at Christmas time?
It has to be Shrek the Hole.
Oh, this
How
one.
How are you going to have Christmas without your family?
I have to make a Christmas, and I have no idea what it is or how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I haven't seen it. I've got to be honest, haven't seen it. Is it? I suppose you love it, Shanine. It must be awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. My kids are now 21 and 25, and we still make a tradition at Christmas Eve to watch it.
Oh, well, nice. I'm totally going to copy. Thank you, Shanine.
No worries.
It's like an onion. It has layers.
Hobart's Hit 100.9. Hit Breakfast with Dan and Christy.